Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
That's LaBouche singing that song.
So Travis Kelce gets new money yesterday. Oh, he'll just be the highest paid tight end for a couple seasons
people
here down the stretch.
People are reporting this as an extension, which would have made it a four-year deal. It's not an extension. It's just a straight raise.
Yeah. Straight cash.
I don't know, Rob. This seems like a lot of money for a guy who's probably too old to be making this kind of money. I agree, Carrington. We should probably cut him and find somebody younger.
There probably is a paid for time served portion of this as well, but he can now go down as saying he once was the highest paid tight end in the NFL.
That's right. Right? They wanted to give him the opportunity to do that, right?
They've done that. So they have paid their backbone this year.
Did they ever?
Kelce, Jones, Reed, Veach, Donovan, Spags.
Spags.
The core. Sans Mahomes, who, you know.
Yeah, seemingly he just gets a raise all the time.
He's just thumbs upping all the deals. He's cool.
Pat, you good with a little less to pay? Yeah, sure, go ahead.
He's cool.
State Farm will take care of it.
That's right, he's cool. So they've taken care of everyone. So Brett Veach was asked yesterday. He had his post-draft press conference, but was asked obviously about the Kelce news and how long can Kelce keep up this level of play.
Every now and then you have one of these guys that are outliers, and certainly Travis is one of those players. It's funny, it's not even May yet, and today we had a chance to get out there in phase two and guys were out there running around and Travis was the first guy in line, and I mean he looked like he was 28 years old, and again I mean the odds of someone playing this far into the 30s are very low, but it does happen, and it happens with just unicorns in the profession, and Travis is one of those, and we'll certainly celebrate this with him, and hopefully we can ride this thing even longer. So we'll just have to wait and see, but I've shown no signs of slowing down. Everyone notices the kind of postseason he had, and he just found that extra gear, and you know, these special players are always able to find, you know, that extra gear. And again, I mean, if anybody could do it, Travis can.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hang on a second. Stop.
Okay. Yes.
The man has buried the lead. Huh? We're in phase two already.
Yeah. We are.
When the hell did that happen?
Yeah. Well, we had phase one a little while ago.
But how long is phase one? Like 2 seconds? Like,
yeah, it's a few
nobody
weeks.
Told us about phase two.
A few weeks. They do the Zooms and stuff. And now they're actually here. I do laugh a little bit about he was out there. He's the first one in line. Yeah, that's how they line up all the time.
Line up. He's the leader.
Kelsey goes first.
Nobody's going in front of Kelsey.
Kelsey goes first every time.
Hey, Rook, back of the line.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The tight ends go, Kelsey leads, and then the wide receivers go. They do it every time.
When the redheaded guy gets the football to throw it, so that's when you go, rookie.
I do find that funny. He's like, who's first one in line? Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Caleb Newsom? Who's the backup quarterback?
They do that all the time. Caleb Newsom?
Yeah. What the hell's the guy's name? Andy Dalton? Who do we sign? Carson Wentz. That's it. Carson Wentz.
I'm not going to speak when you go, who is the guy? Because I don't know if I'm about to get a hey coach if I answer.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's good by you. You're learning. You're learning, JT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Carson Wentz. When Carson starts throwing the ball, then the rookies can go catch passes.
But then he
passes.
Does this all the time. And he changes the name on me, and I legitimately can't remember the real name. So
sometimes it helps if I just start saying names, and then I can maybe remember.
What was it, Newsom? What did you say?
Carson Newsom.
Well, see, I would have gotten to Carson Wentz, I think.
No, I didn't have Carson. Can you rewind the tape, JT, and see who exactly that was?
I don't think it.
Cameron Newsom?
Something. Yeah, it gets the point. I don't even remember the real name. So he's 28 again, and he's running the front of the line.
That's right.
Great. Awesome.
Got an off-season of rest.
Awesome.
You know, didn't do Saturday Night Live this off-season.
And you got him paid.
Of course.
So Caleb Newsom is what you said.
Caleb Newsom.
Caleb Newsom. Yeah. All right, sure.
Hi, Caleb.
So you got him to be the highest paid for a couple seasons. You're paying a little bit for time served.
Yeah, of course.
You're rewarding your core. You're just giving people raises.
I don't know, Rob. They probably should have spent this money on a real running back.
Pretty great. There's a new tight end in the room. He's not first in line because he can't be. He's got to be behind Kelsey.
Back in the line.
Jared Wiley, Veach, spoke about the new tight end, not putting him certainly in the Kelsey category, but likes his skill set to go along with the group.
Especially like where we pick in the draft, the tight ends, it just seems to be like the last few years, harder to find tight ends in the draft than it had been in the past. And I think you do get a chance, depending on where you pick, maybe to select a receiving tight end or a blocking tight end, but these combo tight ends are hard to find. And I think the thing that intrigued us about Wiley was the fact that, I mean, he's a big kid, former quarterback, athletic, can run, but a guy that could certainly hold up in line and will get better as a blocker, but, you know, can block, will block. And then, you know, that receiving skill set he has, I think it's just, you know, unique to add a true combo tight end on this roster. So certainly excited about, you know, that prospect there. And, you know, we had guys in the past like Blake Bell and some other guys down the line. But I just think, you know, Travis is the best at what he does. And Noah Graves has done some really outstanding things for us the last few years. Noah plays a ton of reps on special teams. And having another bigger body to kind of be interchangeable with those two players was really important for us.
So there you go. You get a guy that's interchangeable with the two guys you already got. You pencil him in there. I just do hesitate to say, okay, former quarterback, runs really well, can get down the field. And
I've
not,
heard of
and
this guy
slow
before.
Down. Yeah. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Right.
Even though there's some similarities there. But to get a tight end, you know, again, ranked pretty highly where they got him at in the fourth round with pick 131.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you to be Travis Kelce. I'm asking you to come and contribute somehow, some way.
Never.
And you got nice value there in the fourth round.
Never
fourth
ask
round
somebody
too.
To be somebody, right? Like we do this in sports all the time. We were talking about it with the fast wide receivers. If you go into a draft or an offseason or whatever, and you say, we got to find the next Travis Kelce, well, you're just setting yourself up for failure. You're not going to find that guy. And while you're looking for the next Travis Kelce, you may be passing on, I don't know, like good George Kittles or whoever the case may be, right? Or if, when Patrick leaves and retires, and or maybe he doesn't, I don't know. But when he's done playing here in Kansas City and you got to find that new quarterback, you can't go looking for the new Patrick Mahomes. Like, everybody's making that mistake. We've got to find the next Patrick Mahomes. No, you don't, because that guy right now just doesn't exist. And I hate to say it, the next Travis Kelce probably doesn't exist right now. I think we'll realize how good Travis Kelce is when he's going to become a better player in retirement, Josh. Because people are going to be on the lookout for that next Travis Kelce, and it's never going to get there. It's never going to get close. We never found the next Tony Gonzalez.
Or we just become the Green Bay of tight ends.
Well, there is that, too.
And the next guy actually is
right
better than Travis Kelce. Because I was firmly in that camp. You mentioned kind of being late having the first impression of Travis Kelce, blah, blah, blah. But I was rewind myself back that day. I'm like, there will never be a Tony Gonzalez. Hold on now.
Well, and that's just as foolish to say never, and as we're experiencing with the stadiums
don't ever
right
say,
now.
Don't ever
you
say,
can't
never.
Say never.
The people with the never, it'll never happen. It drive me insane because never. There's always a chance. But looking for that, I think is foolish. You did find a tight end better than Tony Gonzalez, but you weren't on the hunt for it.
No, it just happened. He was a third round pick.
Yeah.
That's it. You didn't go on the hunt. I think they may have gone on the hunt for the next Tony Gonzalez when they drafted Tony Moiaki. How did that work out? Not good. You went and found the next Tom Brady. It was Matt Cassel. You can't try to find the next. Just go and find a good player. And who knows? In 10 years, we may be talking about whatever this guy's name is, Wiley. We got to find the next Wiley.
That'd be great.
Devin Wiley?
Jared.
Who was Devin Wiley?
Wide receiver.
That's right.
Yes.
Wasn't he married to Kirk Herbstreit's sister?
That I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong on that. There was somebody who was the guy that was married to Hunter Wendelstadt's sister? What's that quarterback out in L.A.? Matthew Stafford's wife was married to somebody that played here. Chad Hall.
Yeah. That's Kirk Herbstreit's sister.
Chad Hall.
There's some quarterback connection.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. If you squint, it looks exactly like a straight line to Kirk Herbstreit.
Kirk Herbstreit played in Ohio. Matthew Stafford, Michigan.
Yeah.
With Detroit.
Yeah.
Chad Hall. He was not a friendly man.
He just wanted to be Chad Hall.
I hate to tell you, man. Nobody knows who you are. Matthew Stafford's brother-in-law.
He didn't want to be Matthew Stafford's brother-in-law or Kelly's brother.
Yeah. I know my sister and your sister probably feel the same way about us.
He didn't want to be either one of those. So there.
Yes, I was on a leash, but I am Josh's sister, and I have my own identity.
From the 816, I bought the Tony Moiaki hype. I know you did.
Yeah.
That happened. I was warning you not to.
We all wanted to,
I was warning you not to from firsthand experience, but.
But who didn't want to? Thinking it was the next Tony Gonzalez. Yeah, that's where you get into trouble, right?
From the 620, don't you mean he married Hubert Wendelstadt's sister?
Yes, Hunter Wendelstadt was the guy who threw Boone out last week, right?
This one even says Hubert.
Yeah,
Hubert
I know, because we went through every. But I'm just making sure we got
Hunter Wendelstadt was the umpire, yes.
Yeah.
Son of Harry.
Right.
But you kept calling him by different names.
Right.
Because he couldn't remember what his first name actually was.
Or care.
Yeah, that too.
Because he didn't care about throwing Boone out of the game.
Yes.
So why should I care about him?
Yes. Someone with the fair, Jared Wiley, just be better than Blake Bell. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, be an upgrade over what they had before.
Yeah.
That's all we're asking.
Just upgrade the position.
That's all we're asking.
And, you know, you did say he was a former quarterback, so we always had the Blake Bell where you would run it up. And guess what? We got another QB sneak, and he's bigger. He's bigger.
All these former quarterbacks turn tight ends. Those are good. Also, your quarterback was often your best athlete. I mean, I don't know. In high school, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, I want shortstop playing quarterbacks and quarterback playing tight ends.
Can I just address this text from the 816? I bought the Chris Wilson hype.
I
did, too.
I know.
I was all in on Chris Wilson, man. And not the Royals pitcher, Chris Wilson. We're talking the Chiefs tight end.
The magnet.
Right? Yeah. I liked him.
Yes.
Brandon called him, right?
One of our former colleagues, Brandon, now works out in Denver. He dubbed Chris Wilson the magnet because everything was going to
stick. Yeah, I bought into that. I remember having conversations with Al Saunders about Chris Wilson. Yeah. I really wanted that guy to be good. Yeah. That's a great name to bring up, bro. Like, seriously, you brought up Chris Wilson for like 03.
Kansas is truly getting after it. And Roger Goodell looking for a little public pressure. We'll discuss next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So the lawmakers in Kansas are convening at this hour as they are mulling in both the House and Senate and the Kansas legislature a move to open the door for STAR bonds to be allocated to build stadiums for up to two professional teams, arenas of over 30,000 people, for instance. I like the for instance, like it's just funny in case there were some of these just laying around somewhere,
right,
where they would have the opportunity. Matt Evans of Channel 9 dropped by the show a little bit earlier to discuss the latest on the bills moving through the Kansas legislature.
Kansas lawmakers today expected to take up in both the full House and Senate today that big STAR bond proposal that broke late yesterday afternoon. This proposal is, it's massive. It would pay potentially for 100% of a new stadium project through these STAR bonds, that sales tax and revenue bonds the state of Kansas has used to lure all kinds of big projects. When you think about these STAR bond projects just here locally, we've got Kansas Speedway used STAR bonds. Sporting KC used STAR bonds. Homefield just opened up in KCK, used STAR bonds. I mean, most of that Legends area used STAR bonds. So this is a huge recruiting tool. And what's interesting about this is usually those STAR bonds will only pay for up to maybe 50% of a project. The bill that they introduced last night could pay up to 100% of that project if the project is a 30,000-seat or more stadium and is for a professional sports team in Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL, or NBA. So now it doesn't mean that that's what it'll be, but that will give the Secretary of Commerce the ability to negotiate all the way to 100% of funding for a stadium for those STAR bonds. I mean, this kind of a deal is not something that we've seen, you know, nationwide when it comes to sports stadiums. So Kansas is making a serious play to bring either the Chiefs, Royals, both, or maybe even another team over to the state.
I would say not another team.
Yeah,
you're talking
right.
About 30,000 plus seat stadiums. Neither NBA or NHL is building that kind of.
Yeah, but what if the Broncos want to move to Goodlin?
Yeah, sure. I guess I hadn't thought about that. Hadn't thought about that portion of it.
Nebraska wants to move to Kansas.
This isn't negotiating with the teams directly, and this is just a. We're just doing the for instance
right
here. For instance.
Hey, you got to walk before you can crawl.
And so it just looks like Kansas putting their ducks in a row, mm-hmm, to try to make a pitch.
They're
at one
Jayhawks in a row, Josh. Let's get that.
Sure.
I'll be over here.
If you want, if if you'd like that portion of it too. I would just hesitate to be in the never, never, never crowd, really, for anything. I frankly get annoyed by the it'll never crowd.
The Kansas Chiefs champions.
Because I always ask, never with a question mark, never.
Never say
they
never.
They have opened the door to doing this. Now, again, they're not at the negotiating table, but you have something to pitch them now.
Now you have something to
if
offer.
If you get this through, you have something to possibly pitch.
Hey, John.
And also.
Hey, Clark. How about a free stadium?
And I keep hearing the, well, Missouri's never going to let this happen. Missouri does have St. Louis to deal with, too. Do you think St. Louis gives two flips about the stadiums in Kansas?
State money right now as well.
You know what I mean? Like, you got that battle. What do you have in Kansas?
Nothing.
You have the western part of the state, but they ain't getting teams.
Do they even know it's Tuesday out there? I mean,
like, there's a lot of power and cachet in the northeast corner, okay? Right?
It's where the people are.
Right? Yeah. It's where the people are. I would just hesitate to say never. This is a definitive step forward for Kansas in their recruitment.
What it does, though, is it does now put pressure on the state of Missouri. And that's a good thing. No matter what side of the state you live on, or if you're still one of these folks, I'll never go in Kansas. We'll take your name and we'll give that to the team, by the way. This is a good thing because now Missouri has to wake up and smell themselves and go, okay, I guess we got to get involved in this. But if you're leaving it up to Mayor L and Frank 255, you're going to have yourselves a problem because, I mean, Frank's over there.
Is that a bill number?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh. Frank's over there telling people, well, I mean, we just had the vote fail. We're not quite ready yet. Kansas is now ready to negotiate. Okay. And from a source with connections to the state of Missouri, that's exactly what they're telling me. They said this is not a done deal for Kansas. No question. It's not a done deal for Kansas, but it now gives them the tools in their toolbox to go out there and have these conversations. That's why when people were asking, did you talk to Kansas yet? And everybody kept saying, no. You're right. They didn't because they were getting their ducks in a row, their Jayhawks in a row for what was going on, right? That's exactly what they were doing. They were getting everything in order so they had something to negotiate with. You can't just show up at a negotiation and they go, okay, what can you offer us? And you go, da!
I don't know. What was it like? Well, we have
land.
We have some star bonds right over here with 100%.
Right. And so now you've got the ability to bring something to the party.
100%.
Right. And this is from what I was talking to somebody with ties on the Missouri side this morning, saying the best case scenario is that one does go to Kansas and one stays in Missouri. It says no way Missouri will lose both. They won't allow it. This is the best case scenario. It's now out in the open. So now it wakes people up in, I don't know, Jefferson City or Jackson County or Kansas City, Missouri or Platte County or Clay County or wherever the case may be. I still think best case scenario for all of this, which I've said all along, Chiefs build new in Kansas, Royals build new downtown, and we're done. And it's a great deal for everybody. Kansas finally foots the bill on something, and Missouri gets to keep a team as well, and everybody's happy. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
So
I don't understand why so many people, and it's dwindling, by the way, you can see it dwindle on the text line, the anger and rage towards me, for telling you back in February 26th that this was a possibility, it's the anger's dwindling. And I think it's good for Kansas to finally step up and pay for something in this area.
Well, I've been saying, and in our private discussions as well, and then asking other people too, like, I guess I would have been much more aggressive than Kansas is being. I'd have been peacocking around going, hells yes, we want these teams.
Right.
We're going to do everything we can to snag them on our side.
Right.
I'm surprised they're being this nice.
Mm-hmm.
That they've been this nice.
Yeah. Well, are they being nice anymore? Because Sean Tarwater, a legislator in the state of Kansas.
Nice that gets real, the real world. We know that.
What do you say to Missouri voters who are hoping for a better deal who voted this down?
Thanks.
Dang.
It reminds me of Parks and Rec. Ron Swanson going, you know.
And then they got that landfill turned into a park eventually.
Right.
We asked Matt Evans as well, Channel 9, the likelihood of one team staying under the scenario, one team staying in Missouri.
Right.
That's tough because the legislature in Jefferson City right now is in the middle of a their own mess of issues, so to speak. So this will certainly light a fire under them to maybe potentially get something done this session. But, I mean, yeah, if you're Governor Mike Parson, you're Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas, I mean, having both of these teams leave, you know, the city and the state on their watch, it's not something you want happen. So I know that Mayor Lucas has been negotiating on behalf of the city from here on out. I'm not exactly sure how involved Governor Parson has been. I did reach out to both of them yesterday. They didn't have an official statement. The mayor did tweet something out last night. I haven't heard anything from the governor's office yet this morning. But I mean, yeah, I don't think Kansas could get both teams. I mean, they might. I mean, honestly, Bob, at this point, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I've been trying to read the tea leaves on this thing for years, and it's really tough to tell what's going to happen at this point, because after that vote went down, I mean, all bets were off. When both teams say all options are on the table, all options are on the table. I talked to somebody with the Royals organization yesterday who said that exact thing. I mean, when we say all options, we mean all options.
Right.
We got to figure out what we're going to do.
And yes, they might not get both. They might not get one. You make your pitch and you also leave the door open for both, because you can't just go, well, we want that team. Well, you know, so I think Kansas also kind of throwing the blanket out there. No, we'll make accommodations for both. Probably talk to both and see what's up. The door has been thrown open. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if you want to be wedded into they'll never category, I guess I can't stop you. I just find that foolish.
Yeah. Here's a couple of questions from the text line. How do star bonds work? Could Missouri do star bonds also from the 620? Matt Evans told us this morning, because we're stupid and we don't understand all this stuff, right? You and I. Matt Evans told us this morning, star bonds work like this. They create a star bond district, and all the tax dollars that are generated there go back to pay the star bonds off. There are no tax increases. There are no public votes. It's basically a user fee. If you use that area, you will pay the tax on that, and that will go back to pay off the star bonds.
And he did say that there's a similar mechanism in place. That's not as aggressive in Missouri.
Right, not as aggressive in Missouri. So we'll see, you know, where that goes. From the 816, and to move a team even just to Kansas, they have to have the league approval. No, they don't. We're not moving a team out of the area. There's no league approval needed. Kansas and the Chiefs will announce we have a deal on a stadium, and Roger Goodell will go, great, and then we'll move on to the next topic.
Speaking of Roger Goodell, we need to get to him coming up because...
And also, too, from the 785, which I do say, because I said Missouri may not allow this to happen. Who won't allow it? If these teams are smart, they'll take a fully funded stadium, both of them. That's where I'm at, too, right?
Yeah. No, I think Missouri would be foolish to not make a giant push. So we'll see what that push is. Speaking of pushes, we do need to get to Roger Goodell because his push is on. We'll get to it next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Roger Goodell is nothing if not subtle. Sorry. Had some in my throat right then. Just out of coincidence. I like how he snuck this in the midst of the draft this weekend. That basically, we're going to 18 games. Not that we didn't know that, right? That the push was going to be on to go to 18 games. But he went in front of a crowd.
Sure.
He's like, I don't like preseason football.
Nobody does, right?
I like more games.
Yeah.
So, I think getting to 18 games plus two preseason games is where it's at.
Yeah.
And then the other caveat he threw in, which I thought is really like pandering to the audience or trying to curry the fan favor, was, and if we did this, we'd push the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend, and you'd all have Monday off anyway.
Yay!
And we
people have complained about that on the text line.
That they don't have it off?
People have complained that only 20% of America gets President's Day off.
Right.
Oh, so you know what?
Well, it's 20% that didn't have the day after the Super Bowl off.
God.
But I just think it's funny that he's like throwing this like pitch out there, like, well, of course the fans are gonna like this.
Of course, it's a great move.
We love this.
Give me an extra game. Give me an extra bye week. Give me the Super Bowl for President's Day weekend, and let's roll. And everybody's happy.
It's perfect.
Now we'll be working the day after because the Chiefs are always going to be in the Super Bowl, and that does take away a day off for
us. True.
But I'd rather be working and then talking about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl than not.
Then comp it to you later.
But for the people who go, I don't get President's Day off. Tough, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. Not everybody gets everything. God, I can't believe I saw that as a complaint a while back. We were having this conversation.
So what, they're supposed to move to the Super Bowl that surrounds a holiday that more people have off? What do you want?
Yeah, because even if they created the day after the Super Bowl as a national holiday, you probably still wouldn't get that day off anyway.
No. Your employer would be like, yeah, we're not observing that one.
Yeah, no.
You got enough of these already.
Exactly.
So I do have to laugh because he was like, I mean, it was in front of a crowd and there was And I thought, you still have to sell this to your players.
Right. how are they going to do this?
I know the NFL players haven't been great at putting their foot down, right? Because they'll trade them out. I've always accused them of trading out something that the league doesn't value as much as they do, and then getting what they want.
God, the league is looking at baseball going, damn, if we had bad uniforms, we could use that to get the 18th game.
Yeah. They love this bad uniform thing. They're like, oh my gosh, brilliant.
Brilliant. How do we get in
on
this?
So you watch. Is it because Nike does? Does Nike do the NFL too?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So now suddenly we're going to have see-through pants. They're like, total conspiracy.
Yep.
Like, we'll change the pants if you guys play 18. Okay.
So if I'm an
NFL player, I'm always like, what are you trying to get me on?
Yeah.
Like, what? And
what stupid thing are they going to take away or give us that we don't really need?
So they'll be like, Roger Goodell's like, well, the fans want it. Don't you? Your fans want to see you play more football. And my player's like, you want me to play one more real game? Oh, my goodness.
But we're taking away a preseason game. Okay. We're not really adding games. We're taking away a meaningless game. And you're all going to play this one in Germany.
Yeah, that's like, you probably won't play this one not even in your home country.
Right.
But you'll probably go. It's just great. The pitch to me was outstanding because you're like,
I still think that's how they should have used the 17th game this year or now. Everybody plays an international game.
Yeah. And then I just laugh because, like, okay, you're still going to have to negotiate this. You're still going to have to get this by the players. They're still going to be, and rightfully so, like, we're playing. You could say, oh, it's just swapping one game for another. No, I was only playing like a series in this last game.
Right.
And it didn't count.
Correct.
And now you're going to make me put my body on the line for one that does count. I got to get a little something out of this,
right? You got to get a little something.
So you just see where the negotiation goes here.
Ketchup for your hot dog.
Because players aren't stupid. They went to 17. Everybody knew you were going to try to push it to 18.
Right.
Because we maybe didn't know how fast.
Right. Quick, it's happening now.
So
right?
Now he's basically laid the groundwork for 18 games, and then I love the fans for you. You can not only get another game, but we're gonna put this thing near a holiday. You might have off, at least some of you.
Right,
you might have off, and then you'd have the what you'd always wanted, which is the Monday holiday after the Super Bowl,
and then they never have to move the Super Bowl to Saturday, which they should do.
I just find it funny because it's you almost feel like it's happening. How are you going to get it there? And you've convinced everybody, but you got to sell your guys on it.
Mm-hmm. The NFL has done a great job of having game we will watch, right? Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when, right? Yeah. You know, like 12 million people watched the draft, Josh. The first night of the draft.
12 million people watching names being read.
Right.
Yes.
How does that compare to the NBA Finals? Or NHL finals, or I asked Barrett Sports Media that question on Twitter yesterday, and they did not get back to me, which I was very disappointed. I'm going to have to send a message over there. What does the NBA finals garner on TV?
Oh, this was just, this was through this current playoffs is averaging 3 million viewers.
So four times as many people watched Rich Eisen read a name.
NBA playoff games are averaging 3 million viewers currently.
Okay, those are games.
Granted, they're not to the end yet, the finals.
I don't care. It's a game. It's a playoff.
But correct. These are
more
playoff
people
games.
Were watching people read names.
Four times
as many reading names, right?
Because
that's how much we love the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can have a game anywhere they want. I just don't understand why they are so steadfast of having the Super Bowl at 5:30 on a Sunday. Why not just do it on a Saturday? People are going to watch. I bet more people watch. I know they always say Saturday isn't a great night for TV, but we're talking about
the... It would be if they put the Super Bowl
right.
there.
Right. We're talking about the NFL here. We're not talking about the XFL or the Arena League or anything
that. I had plans. I'm going to do this instead. I guess I'll miss the Super Bowl. No, probably
not. No, you're not.
Probably not.
No, do it on Saturday. Just do it on Saturday. Just try it one time and see what happens.
Yeah.
I bet people love it.
Last year, NBA had a 5-year ratings high with 5.47 million viewers per.
So basically twice as many people watched the first round of the draft in the NBA finals last year.
Correct.
I think the NFL's got a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe that? The only thing rated higher than the NFL draft was an NFL game. Yeah.
So they do lead us around by the nose. Let's not even.
Yeah. So put the game on Saturday. Appease the fans for once. Yeah.
They could do it at Thursday at 6 in the morning. People would watch
people
it from
the
6
watch.
To 0. Yeah, they would. We
Hell
would.
Hell yes, they
I'd
would.
I'd love that.
6 a.m. Thursday, we got the Super Bowl. I'm in.
Yeah, let's do it.
What time does the pregame start, too?
Oh, geez. All right, maybe not.
No, but what we're getting at, and that's a great text, is that it doesn't matter. It's the NFL. Mm-hmm. Play it on a Saturday. And then everybody has Sunday off. I work on Sunday. Well, okay, not everything's for everybody. We got to get out of that mindset. Not everything in this world works for everybody. But a Saturday Super Bowl is better than 5:30 on a Sunday.
Yeah, I like how it floated out there right in the midst of the draft.
He got an audience. 12 million people are watching.
12 million people tuned in. And they were hoping the players weren't, you know.
Wait, what'd they say?
Because all the players were avoiding the draft because those are the people that are coming to replace their jobs. So they were hoping those people just tuned out.
Right.
And we just broke it to the rookies, future rookies, that, you know, it's going to be 18. It's going to be 18 games.
18 games?
Give you a heads up here on your way into.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to get rid of the franchise tag.
And I think it's what Goodell did. He shook their hands and go, remember, 18
games.
We're going to get to 18.
18 games.
We're going to get 18 games for you.
Yeah.
People will see you 18 times for real. For real.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I think sooner rather than later makes a ton of sense. And then, how do you incorporate more international games in that? They'll probably try to do it.
I just thought the 17th one made perfect sense where everybody could play. Everybody could host, quite honestly, a regular season game overseas. With the 17th game, 8 home, 8 away, 1 neutral site. Or maybe you want to do the neutral. I've always thought, and I still will not let this go, like having an NFL game in Norman or in Lincoln, give Nebraska residents some real football to watch for the first time in 30 years.
Boulder, since their spring game was so down this year.
God, well, it rained. It was bad weather out there.
It's also year 2.
Yeah. And they didn't really do much after September of year 1. There's a lot of bloom falling off that rose, isn't there? There seems to be a lot of, try to fix things out there in Colorado.
And at some point, will the NFL expand the schedule enough where you're going to do load management? That's a valid question to me, too.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
You know, the
NBA's... All right, they're not playing week 6.
The NBA's had load management, right? Someone's just not playing a game on a, you know... Back-to-backer. We're going to hold them out. What's to say the NFL doesn't get to that point at some point in time? Like, we're going to extend these guys' bodies, and we'll have to figure out.
Well, where do you sacrifice? Because games are so important, though.
One game, Kelsey's not going to play.
But that game could make the difference between, you know.
Of course it could. Now, would that bring intrigue and drama and chatter, though? It'd be awesome.
What if they did an 18-game season, but players could only play in 17
Correct.
Of those?
That's
like the players came back and said, we'll go to 18 games, but we're capped at 17.
So now we play that. I mean, it'd be great for us.
Oh, my God, we think about how we would do things.
The fans and the
well, when do you arrest Mahomes? Do you arrest Mahomes and Kelsey on the same time?
You can't possibly just forfeit this game.
I think we got the Panthers. We should probably rest them here, but if it comes too early in the season, they're not going to be ready for the –
Carson Wentz was 4-2 in home games against the Detroit Lions.
He's playing against the Lions this week. Yeah. Could you imagine how good that would be?
So, yeah, that whole part, it would be super interesting. Because I think at some point you push this thing far enough, if the union has enough push, you'd be like, okay, enough's enough. Like, we're going to put these guys' bodies on the line for not one but two more games.
Right.
It's also interesting,
but we're limiting a preseason game, Josh.
That they're going the approach of a longer regular season versus what we have called for in a lot of other sports, which is more postseason.
Right.
They have placated all of us with the, we'll give you one more regular season. Oh, we'll give you a second now regular season, and not an expansion of the playoffs
right.
and another round of the playoffs,
mm-hmm.
which we've called for basically in every other sport. Like, right. give me more playoffs.
More playoffs.
Give me more games that matter. And it was like, we got games that matter every stinking week.
Every week. It's like college football, though. That's why they fought the playoff for so long, too. We got games that matter every week. Yeah, but you're going to have more games that matter. Mm. We don't need more playoffs in the NFL. I don't need more teams in the postseason in the NFL. Mm. But I wouldn't mind another regular season game. And I was always anti the 17th game. I don't know why I was. I really don't. Like, why was I anti? Because I guess 8-8 looks really nice. you know, 16 games fits into a nice little box.
Because I can't remember which one's away.
Yeah.
Do we have more home games or away games this year?
Which is it this year?
Oh, I have to look. I think it's more home, I think.
More home this year? Isn't it?
Let me do my quick counting. I have home and away here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No, more away.
More away games more this away year. Games All this right. Year.
9 away, 8 home.
So what if they go to 18 and it's 9-9 and then players can skip a game? No, not can, have to skip a game. That way you put it in there so the players feel like they're getting something. They have to give you a game off. Like, all right, and they have to pay you for that game.
Healthy,
it's a free game, healthy
you
scratch.
You have to be a healthy scratch, yeah. Or if you're injured with a hamstring in week two, you don't have to sit out again.
That's a good question. You know what I mean? Don't know. Yeah, that's like, I do like that one.
Suddenly
yeah.
we're getting these. Well, he was already injured, so he gets...
He already missed a game, and then you're fighting,
injury.
And Belichick would find a way to skirt the rules.
Yeah,
I'm playing the Dolphins.
That'd be fun. It'd be fun scenarios to go through.
Now, does that hamstring injury count as a sick game?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was, you know, if he was notified by Tuesday.
But he was listed as probable, so...
Yeah.
Could have went.
I love the possibilities, right? It's just good.
It'd be crazy. It would get so crazy.
But they'll just add an 18th game, take away a preseason game, call it a day, and you're playing. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, you want in or out.
All right, we won't test you for weed anymore.
No. Fine. You don't have to wear your thigh pad.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know.
All of a sudden, everybody has thigh contusions.
Yeah, whatever. You know, whatever it is. Whatever,
right, fine.
Whatever it is.
You want to wear your cleats with your name on it twice this season? Fine.
Oh, wow. No doubt. No
right?
doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can have your cause twice.
Right. Fine. You can wear your cleats. You don't have to pull your socks up all the way.
Right. Okay. Maybe too, you get the no more practice squad.
That would be good. Everybody's on the active roster. Now, that's a legit trade-off.
Everybody's just rostered.
The owners won't do that. That's too much money.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you got your 18th game.
You got your 18th game.
Well, we didn't. But then we're net even. Yeah, well, that's the way the world works, pal.
No, we got full rosters.
Yeah. That's a great idea. I do like that. I hate the idea of not allowing the practice squad guys to be
full
ready to go.
And no inactives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No inactives.
No inactives. Everybody's ready, including the practice squatters.
Yep.
I do like that idea. Yep. Well, then we'd have to pay those guys, and the owners aren't going to do anything that's going to cost them money.
But you're getting 18th game. I mean,
but so again, after you pay all, because there's 16 practice squad players, which would be eliminated probably to 8, and then General Mayer's going, wait, where am I supposed to store all my talent?
We're back to 8,
But you have 16 more players that you're paying league minimum salaries to. The owners may go, the 18th game doesn't make up for that.
Yeah.
And they may be right about that. Think about adding 16 more full-time players.
They get their way.
The owners.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
NFL,
So
they, you know, we think of this as negotiation or whatever. They seemingly get their way.
So at the end of the day, this is what it will end up with. My calls,
games.
My cleats, an extra day. That's it. That's what they're going to end up with. And we're going to get the 18th game.
Correct.
Love it. It's really sad that the NFL players aren't like baseball players and realize the power that they have via negotiations too. Like the players need to understand we're watching you guys. We're not watching the owner's own. We don't care about that. We want to watch the players play. And for whatever reason, the NFL player has never understood enough how much power they have.
Here's a good one, too. Fine, you can gamble on the games.
Love it.
From the 913. Fine. 18th game? All right, fine. You can wager on your sport. I don't know. Whatever. Who cares?
You know, you can bet on the NBA from the team facility.
Can't bet. Yeah. Or yeah, you can. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You don't throw the complete. You can bet on your game, but you can bet on other games from the team
from
facility.
From the team
now.
Facility. You're good to go from the team facility. Yeah. Bet all you want.
Yeah. Just not the NFL. Okay.
Burn a fatty and gamble, man. Go for it.
There you go. Rolling dice out in the hallway now.
Dominoes are all set up around the facility.
Oh, the possibilities. All right, if you missed any of today's show, Matt Evans of Channel 9 dropped by to discuss what's going on in the Kansas legislature involving drumming up funding for possible stadiums. Jay Binkley dropped by in the 7 o'clock hour, all things Chiefs.
And he even had the pick for number 32 next year.
He has number 32 next year. We put on the spot for next year's mock. And their latest Character Concerns podcast out as well. You can check out our show, or the Character Concerns podcast, and much, much more, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app.
I do love the find you. That made me laugh. Thank you for that text today.
Fine, that's you really
fine. You can gamble on games. Because I can totally sense the tone. Fine, whatever. You're a parent. Fine. Just leave your socks
there.
Good.
Okay, 18. 18 is. We've already made the schedule anyway. So whatever. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.